Hello, my friends. This is Jade Bolden and welcome. Today, I'm going to talk about Motivate. It's a blend and it's part of the doTERRA Emotional Aromatherapy Collection. All right, so this is a beautiful blend. And in a nutshell, Motivate help boost confidence, courage, and motivate, of course. It reduces confusion, feeling overwhelmed, okay? It reduces the mental and physical fatigue, it does both, okay? And exhaustion, helps with digestion, helps with breathing, and emotionally it's encouraging and helps you feel hopeful, energized, and confident. Alrighty, it's made up of 8 oils, rosemary, yuzu peel. Yuzu is like a citrus, lemony-like fruit. Melissa, it's not a fruit, but it smells lemony. clementine peel, basil, vanilla, bean. It's not necessarily an essential oil, but peppermint and coriander seed. So all of these oils are fantastic for this motivating energy. So if you're like me, a very highly motivated individual, you may not need this oil all the time. Personally, I need the relaxing and the grounding oils more. My brain just is too motivated sometimes. But with this oil, it smells amazing. I like it, but my body doesn't call for it or need it too much. But when I do need it, it's amazing. Okay, it does the job quickly and it gets me back on my feet. So some days you wake up and you're in that pit of despair, right? And some of you are in that a lot. So this will be your new best friend, guys. So let's talk about each of the ingredients so you can have an idea of why and how doTERRA came up with this blend. Okay, so peppermint uplifts the heavy heart. All right, so I've talked before about people who just have a tendency to have a heavy heart. It's like an addiction. It's like something they're used to. It's a response that's natural to them. When something doesn't go the way they had hoped or they expect things to go bad, they just, you know, feel down and heavy. And guess what? Your physical body will be heavy too. All right, so clementine and yuzu peel, it's like any other citrus oils. It's happy. It's helps you calm your mind and calm your troubles. It helps you feel abundance and see all the good in this world. All right. Coriander seed reminds you to honor yourself and have integrity. Sorry. Don't allow people to make you feel less. Or you don't allow people to influence you in a negative way. Okay, so that's what coriander does. It's amazing. Now, basil is very refreshing. It helps you be refreshed and repair. And it helps you kind of get started again. You know, pick up a new slate and try again. Okay, so nothing is beyond God's repair. You know, keep going. So that's why that oil's in there. And Melissa is one of the dearer oils in doTERRA, but there's a good reason for it. It's very powerful. It's the oil of light. Helps you kind of see things from a more godly light perspective. So shining that light upon the situation helps you see things better and not so gloomy after all. Okay, rosemary leaf is an oil that helps you with transition, helping you make a change from one state to the next. Sometimes you want to be happy and perky and you wish you just can push a button and change, but it's not that easy for some people. Okay, they're so stuck and deep in that mode, they can't pull themselves out. So rosemary helps you do that a little bit easier. And vanilla adds a touch of sweetness to it. It helps things be sweeter and helps you feel more relaxed. Okay, So that's Motivate, and it comes in two bottles. It comes in the 5 ml, and that's concentrated, and the Motivate Touch, which is a 10 ml roller bottle, and it's perfectly diluted so you can start rolling it on your body. Okay, so you can buy either one of them. Okay, so as usual, I will go through the body and the mind and the spirit aspect of this oil. So the body, we can use this Motivate oil for energy. For those people who feel like they lack energy, just 1 to 2 drops in water or in a veggie capsule, and you can take it 2 to 3 times a day. And you, the idea is help your body cleanse out all the fungus and the negative bacteria that is causing you to, it's hijacking your energy really, right? It's great for digestion. You can see several of those oils are fantastic for the gut, for just cleansing and helping things break down, helping with inflammation. Okay, so 1 to 2 drops in water or a veggie capsule. You can actually apply it to the bottom of your feet in the middle area too. All right, so that's another option for you. All right, with oils, just be flexible. Just feel it out, because you use different oils because you want to get to that root problem from different angles, okay? And for respiratory support, just put a drop in cupped hands and cup it over your nose and mouth and inhale. All right, just breathe in deeply, and slowly you can see that your lungs open up and you have more oxygen inside your body. Okay, essential oils carry oxygen molecules. So your body gets to have more oxygen, more life. Okay, so that's that. Let's move on to the mind. Motivate is the encouraging blend. Okay, it's oil of motivation, but it's encouraging. Now, emotionally, it helps you remove feelings of weariness, discouraged, stagnant, gloomy, lack of motivation, and unable to press on. You just can't see how you can move forward. Okay, so positive aspects or positive properties is motivate, of course, and encourage, hopeful, and energized. All right, so when you use the oils for the emotional level of healing, just know that it helps move out some of these yuckies, negatives, and then help you incorporate and adopt the positive, helping you rewire the brain. It's more than a mind over matter thing, okay? your body does produce certain chemicals when it has the right kind of triggers, okay? So it boosts confidence and courage or motivation. So go ahead and smell it when you're about to do something that you think that is a little bit of a challenge for you. So diffuse, smell it in cupped hands, and apply slightly diluted version of it to your tummy. All right, because I know that Melissa can be a little bit warming. So that just to be on the safe side, dilute it. Okay, clear and confusion and overwhelmed. Sometimes when you wake up, you just have that feeling of, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. I'm feeling really overwhelmed today for no apparent reason. It's just another day like any other day, but it's just feels different. So have your Motivate oil next to your bedside, and remember that is something that you can use so you don't have to feel overwhelmed and confused. I think that at nighttime, sometimes we have just dark energies that mess with us a little bit, okay? And or we've had a bad dream and our brain is not organizing terribly well. We wake up with that kind of confusion. So this is one way to fix your day quickly so that you can have a great day, all right? So that's that. So lift out of darkness is very similar. Okay, some of us, when we feel dark and down, this is a skill for us to kind of learn to recognize and be aware. And, as people are using more essential oils, clean their bodies out more, you're going to find that you are more sensitive and just more aware of your feelings. It doesn't mean that you've got less, you've got more feelings and more troubles and, you know, more emotional. I feel like it's because you're awake. So sometimes when you're asleep, you're a little bit of unconscious of things, right? And especially when you're, you know, sleeping at nighttime, if you're in deep slumber, you actually are in a form of a coma, aren't you? So a lot of people are like that. They eat bad foods and they, you know, think bad thoughts and things, but their body is so beyond feeling that they think that they're all right. People come to my classes and I ask them, hey, what are the health concerns that you have? Nah, nothing. I'm well, I'm healthy, you know, and I look at them and I'm like, you know what, just by the color of your skin, you know, it's not bright. It's, you know, it's got rashes or whatever, and the weight and the, you know, the dullness of the eyes, there's no light. I'm thinking there's something there that we can help. But, you know, because they're beyond feelings, they don't know that they're in darkness, you know what I mean? So, you know, diffuse this oil and help you open up that eye, the eyes, the wisdom, and see more light, okay? And action, encouraging action. So if you put something off and you know you want to do it, you know you need to do it, but there's something there, perhaps you have some sort of fear or just blockage that you haven't really been brave enough to face. So this oil, if you dilute it, smell it, put it in a diffuser, you can work through the block and be able to just take action, get stuff done, right? So that's another way you can use the Motivate. And the last thing here for the mental, the mind side of things is addiction to abuse and drama. Some of you may be familiar with this and just know what I'm talking about. Others will be like, what? Okay, so if you just have a life filled with drama, stuff happens to you all the time, you might want to, well, I guess, be self-aware enough and honest with yourself enough to say that perhaps you do have a sort of addiction to drama. I see people all the time. They have this self-imposed drama. They like talking about drama. The first 10 seconds of, well, any conversation is a big long list of what's happening now in their life. So a lot of people don't know what they want. They know what they don't want. They complain about it. I don't like it when, or I don't like it like this, and this person then did this. Okay, but what do you want? Okay, have you designed your perfect ideal day? If everything could go your way, if money and time and energy was not a problem, excuse me, then what would you like your day to look like? And sometimes when we focus our creative energy on that, then we create that. But if we focus our creative energy on all the negative things that we can see, and look at more of the negative details, that's all we're going to get because we keep creating it, right? So, you know, we could see it from the outside. It's really hard to tell people that, but it's really good if you could self-reflect you know, look at your situation and say, maybe I do have an addiction to drama and abuse and stuff, right? And if your family has had abuse, you know, they've had divorces and other forms of broken marriages and some sort of abuse, I don't know, then you might be in that situation where you're forced to change. Okay, it might be challenging at first, but slowly it will get better. You need to change for everyone, all right, for yourself mostly, but the people that come after you, they won't experience that addiction anymore if you've changed yourself, okay? So that's for the addiction to abuse and drama. Okay, so the spirit is next. It's realigning with your purpose. So you just need to smell it and get it in your brain somehow. So in cupped hands or in the diffuser, rub it on your tummy because it's an oil that's great for action and even security, okay, and belonging. Okay, so the second and the third chakra oil. Okay. So realigning with your purpose is just being able to recognize what pulls you down, what drains you. Especially people like my friends and I, we want to serve everyone. We want to include everyone. And sometimes not everyone would fit the bill. Okay. And they come along and they drain you. They suck energy and they blame and they don't take responsibility for the way they think, or the way they act, and the way they create their life. And they want you to fix it. And they blame you or other situations or other things or other people for what's happening to them. And after a while, it takes a toll on you. Okay, sort of like that dark energy that creeps up. So what you need to do is recognize that these things are not giving you happiness and doesn't spark joy in your heart. So you just need to say no and say, look, not today. Thank you. Sending you love. But I need to focus on my purpose of my life, and that is distracting me from my purpose. Okay, and that way you'll find more joy. Okay, guys. The next one is awaken the soul. So I mentioned a little bit about that earlier, but when you're allowing these people to or things or situations to weigh you down and hold you down, you're not able to feel alive. Okay. And some people tell me, oh, Jade, since I've been using the oils, I feel like more emotional and I've got all these problems and I keep seeing all these, emotional concerns and I'm always crying and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? That's better that you're like that because you're awake. Most people that are asleep and they just plug along, they don't know where they're going, what they're doing necessarily. They think they're happy, but they don't experience that stillness, that peaceful, deep joy. Let your body clean out all that yucky things, renew and reset and restart again, right? Smell this oil, apply it to the bottom of your feet, apply it diluted on your tummy, right? And ask yourself questions like, what needs to be cut back? What do I need to pluck up and toss out if my life that's holding you back, that's keeping you asleep? Okay, so revisit your life's purpose. We always need to kind of I guess refocus, review our life's purpose every now and then. I try to do it every week, on the weekends. I spend maybe an hour, half an hour, sometimes 2 hours on Sundays. When the house is quiet and everyone is doing their thing, I like to sit down and just review where am I going, what's working, what's not working, and just realign myself to God. Am I doing this with the right intention? Has my intentions wavered? Am I attached to the outcome? Things like that. And then I have to tell myself I can create my happiness. We're humans, guys. We forget and we slide down a path that we, don't recognize sometimes. Sometimes if you've had an inspiration and you go that way, that's great. But after a while, you still need to, touch base and realign and make sure you're still headed the right direction. And your heart, will tell you if you're headed the right direction because you feel this increased, happiness and peace. Okay, all the time. So when you're in that space, you're on the right path. When you're not, check in and figure it out. Okay, it's not that hard to figure it out. All right, so it helps you be aware of patterns of darkness and drama in your life. It helps you see that you have no limitations, and it helps you be responsible for your energy, your creative energy. All right, so that is Motivate. You can find more information on my website, jadebolton.com / motivate. Okay, or just do a search on my website. I have the top 10 uses for Motivate here on my website as well, and you can download it and print it out. If you don't have a doTERRA account, go ahead and contact me or the person who sent you this audio, and ask them how to get one, okay? And if you would like to do some energy healing with me, go ahead and contact me. My contact details and booking details are on my website under energy healing. And I'd love to talk to you. Alrighty, that's all from me. Hope you enjoyed that. And hope you have lots of love, light, and healing in your life. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.